Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss the direct method of language teaching. Now what is the direct method of language teaching? Now to start with you should know that there were some problems in the earlier method of grammar translation method. So scholars made some improvements, especially the increased emphasis now on spoken part, and finally after making some changes they formed a new method called the direct method. Now before I discuss the methodology, usse pehle main aapko batata hu who were the exponents and the scholars of the direct method whose writings and thinking actually led to the development of the direct method. The first person is called L. dot Sauveur, theek hai, Sauveur, L. dot Sauveur. Now the name of the next person is Maximilian Berlitz, ठीक है, Maximilian Berlitz, Maximilian, Maximilian, उसके बाद Berlitz, Berlitz, Berlitz. These two names are very important. Now after that there are few more names that you should be aware of. उसके बाद the third person is Henry Sweet, ठीक है, Henry Sweet. He was there in England at that time, ठीक है. Then there was a person in Germany called Wilhelm Weiter, Wilhelm Weiter. Then there was also a person in France called Paul Passy, P-A-U-L, Paul, P-A-S-S-Y, Paul Passy. ठीक है, so you have to remember the names of these five scholars. And all of these are names in the field of language teaching. Okay? And these people are considered the greatest exponents or greatest practitioners whose contribution led to the adoption and spread of the direct method. Okay? Now, uske baad aapko ye bhi jana chahiye that there is something called the reform movement. Okay? Reform movement. And reform movement basically refers to the reform that happened based on the lessons that scholars drew from the limitations of the grammar translation method. ठीक है, so all the improvements that different scholars suggested, तो उसको एक umbrella term में club करके बोला जाता है that there was a reform movement, and because of this reform movement subsequent developments happened in the field of language teaching. ठीक है, so one of the results of this reform movement was the adoption of the direct method. And let me also point out that earlier the direct method was called by some theoreticians as natural method. ठीक है, इसे natural method भी कहते थे वो लोग. And they thought that just as a small child learns language by just hearing and emphasis on listening and oral part, the same method should be used to train adults and older children. ठीक है, so that's why they called this method natural method. Now after that let's discuss what are the individual components of this direct method, what is the methodology behind this, what is the role of the teacher, what is the role of the students, and what is the desired outcome, kya outcome hai. Now the first thing that you should keep in mind is that the classroom instruction was conducted exclusively in the target language. ठीक है, grammar translation method में क्या था, the classroom instruction was conducted in the native language of the student, but here in the direct method the instruction is being conducted in the target language. मतलब ये कि if I am learning Japanese I will be also taught in Japanese. The mode of instruction will also be Japanese, or the mode of instruction will also be English if I am learning English. ठीक है, उसके बाद the teacher does teach vocabulary, but vocabulary is taught in a very interactive way. ठीक है, and only concrete vocabulary is taught through, for example, demonstration, showing you objects and pictures without any kind of translation or explanation. ठीक है, so the picture itself is self-explanatory, so it becomes slightly more interactive and more enjoyable to learn. Now after vocabulary, grammar. Now even in the direct method grammar is taught. ठीक है, grammar इसमें भी सिखाते हैं, but the method of teaching grammar is the inductive method. और पहले वाले method में क्या था, in the grammar translation method they used the deductive method of teaching grammar, but in the direct method they use the inductive method. और इंडक्टिव मेथड क्या होता है, दे गिव यू सम स्पेसिफिक एग्जाम्पल्स, उसके बाद आपको जनरलाइज करना है. आफ्टर गेटिंग सम स्पेसिफिक इन्फॉर्मेशन और स्पेसिफिक एग्जाम्पल्स, यूजिंग दो स्पेसिफिक एग्जाम्पल्स यू आर टोल्ड टू जनरलाइज अबाउट सम पर्टिकुलर रूल ऑफ ग्रामर. ठीक है, सो इट इज स्लाइटली मोर इंटरेस्टिंग टू लर्न ग्रामर इन दिस वे. देन द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग अबाउट डायरेक्ट मेथड इज इट एम्फेसाइजेज ऑन द ओरल एस्पेक्ट और स्पीकिंग एस्पेक्ट. and the emphasis is much more on the oral aspect as compared to writing skills or reading skills. And along with emphasis on oral, there is also emphasis on listening. Take for instance, example of tourism. Okay? This is the example that I used also in the grammar translation method. Now suppose if somebody is conversing with a foreign tourist. Okay? So the most important thing is oral, so that we are able to convey our ideas to the foreign tourist and then also listen to the queries or questions of the tourist. So listening is also important. So in the direct method, two issues are emphasized or two aspects are emphasized. That is the spoken part or the oral part and the listening part. Along with that, pronunciation is also emphasized. Okay? How to correctly pronounce words, that is also emphasized and taught by using phonetic symbols and by imitating native speakers. Okay? So that the pronunciation becomes better. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that direct method is a slight improvement over the grammar translation method. Of course, direct method also has its own flaws, own limitations. But it is a slight improvement. Aur aapko ye yaad rakhna chahiye ki what are the ways and in what aspects is the direct method different from the grammar translation method. Now, along with this, you should be aware of the few limitations of the direct method. One drawback or one limitation was that the direct method lacked a rigorous basis in applied linguistic theory. Now, in order to justify any kind of teaching methodology, there needs to be some kind of scholarly work published. But in the case of direct method, there was none. There was no such basis in applied linguistic theory. And for this reason, it was often criticized by many scholars. Uske baad, the second limitation of the direct method was that it required teachers who were native speakers of the language, of the target language. Or even if they were not native speakers, then they should have native-like fluency in the foreign language or the target language. Matlab ye ki if I want to learn Japanese, then the speaker should have full command over Japanese. So, first of all, it becomes very difficult to find teachers which are so good. And second thing was, translation was avoided in this. So, suppose you have to understand something difficult in, let's say, English. Okay, so maine aapko Hindi mein kuch bata diya, uska translation bata diya. So, it just becomes easier to understand in Hindi. Okay, there are some phrases, some words which become very easy to understand if we talk in Hindi. Okay, even though we are learning English or learning Japanese or whatever, लेकिन इसमें डायरेक्ट मेथड में क्या था, दैट ट्रांसलेशन वॉज अवॉइडेड ऑल टुगेदर. तो बस एक सिंपल चीज को एक्सप्लेन करने के लिए ये लोग दो तीन सेंटेंस बोल देते थे कभी कभार. तो दिस वॉज ऑल्सो अ लिमिटेशन, राइट? आइडियली वॉट शुड हैपन इज वी शुड बोरो सम गुड एस्पेक्ट्स फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग, है ना? एक मेथड जो है कभी भी परफेक्ट नहीं हो सकता. बट दिस वॉज वन ऑफ द लिमिटेशन ऑफ द डायरेक्ट मेथड, दैट टू मच ऑफ एम्फेसिस ऑन जस्ट स्पीकिंग इन द टारगेट लैंग्वेज, एंड दिस एट टाइम्स क्रिएटेड कन्फ्यूजन इन द माइंड्स ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स.